For a quiet weekend, ample loud headlines on a loaded Monday show, including basketball headliners from Jackson Robinson entering the portal and what four-star signee Brody Kozlowski brings to BYU. Plus, fresh off his run it back announcement, BYU point guard Dallin Hall joins us to explain why he's choosing to return to BYU.
Andy Reid and the Chiefs took Kingsley Suamati in the second round of the NFL draft. Do we like the fit? And what free agent signed where? And Jazlyn Gardner is in studio to discuss breaking not one, but two school records in the 100 and 200 over the weekend.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Monday, April 29th. I am Spencer Linton. He is a man still glowing after his affirmations from fans at the Dallas Fan Fest, Jerem Jordan.
I knew somebody watched the show, so that was nice. No, it was great in Dallas to meet with the fans in Carrollton. It was a warm day. We had some cloud cover, a little windy, but several thousand fans showed up, had a great time with Cosmo, Cougar Tales, Kalani Sitake, Jay Hill. Shout out to all the homies who came and hung out. And we had one particular fan who shaved a stretch Y into the back of his hair.
Elite.
Which is next. There it is. There it is. That's awesome. So thanks to everybody who came up and said hey and came out. It was awesome.
That's dedication. Truth be told, we were kind of wondering who was going to show up because the weather did not look great. BYU fans, as usual, showed up, enjoyed some Cougar Tales, and a lot of fun for sure. That said, it's time to rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
Jackson Robinson announced that he will continue to pursue the NBA draft. He has put his name in the transfer portal. He wants to explore and get to know Kevin Young, the possibility of going to the NBA, coming back to BYU, or coming back to college and going elsewhere. His options are open.
I would not say no to more Jackson Robinson at BYU.
What's trending? Presented by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event. Busy, busy weekend across BYU sports. And maybe busy doesn't quite do it justice. We're going to get to all of it. The headlines are flowing, much to cover in an up-tempo edition of What's Trending, beginning with, yes, Jackson Robinson, who entered the transfer portal this weekend as we just replayed for you that moment that we discussed during Saturday's show. In a statement to ESPN, Robinson said the following, quote, "The reason I am entering the transfer portal is because of the new coaching change at BYU. I want to get to know Coach Kevin Young, but at the same time, I need to weigh all of my options. However, my primary focus is still achieving my longtime dream of playing in the NBA. Although Coach Pope and I have a great relationship and had an amazing season this past year, it is important that I still explore what the best fit for me is. My recruitment is still 100% open," end quote. Jerem, what in the world can you decipher from that comment from Jackson Robinson and what it potentially means for his future?
BYU and a return to BYU is possible. A return to college and to Kentucky is possible.
Doors open there.
And going to the NBA is possible. Again, when you're a second round pick and no one has you as a first rounder, really, typically that player comes back to college, tries to better their stock and get into the first round where you have a guaranteed contract. There's no guarantee of the second rounders. And there's no guarantee that you're even drafted. We've seen that with Elijah Bryant and Eric Mika in the last, 7 years here. They entered hoping for a second round thing, ended up playing internationally, got a look in the NBA, both of them. Eric for one game, Elijah wins a title with the Bucks, which was pretty cool. They've had great careers, mostly in international, right? Turkey and Europe and so on and so forth. Jackson has options. He has three options now. But I'm more in the, hey, there's a possibility he comes back to BYU camp than I was before. But he does need to get to know Coach Kevin Young, as you mentioned.
Yes, the door is open for BYU and for Kentucky and for any other high-level program that wants a guy that is now projected to be a late second-round pick. And it's not every projection, which I'm sure is why there's some uncertainty there.
He's not in some.
It's like,
undrafted is a possibility now, too.
I could use another year and go back and show that I'm consistent. Like, the sixth man of the year in the Big 12 wasn't just like a one-off thing.
Let's see you as a starter.
For sure. Let's see you in a different role. We know that he has versatility and an ability to move programs because he's done it a few times already. So if he decides on another school, there's no reason for me to believe that Jackson couldn't go there and be successful.
Sure.
The selfish motive here for all BYU fans is something that I talked about last week, and that is if he did go to another school and then got drafted. Now BYU's still in that conversation of the last draft pick BYU has produced to the NBA is Jimmer Fredette. I don't like that. And I know, I believe that Kevin Young's going to change that because of who he is and how he's connected. I would love for Jackson to be a BYU guy until he opts to go pro. And I would love for him to be the next draft pick out of BYU. Obviously, the door is open for that to not happen. But with Downhall and Richie Saunders coming back, you better believe that they're going to be on the phone with him, talking to him, and that those conversations, if they haven't already taken place, are going to take place and will continue to take place through his open recruitment position.
I would love it if Jackson came back. That possibility exists more than I thought before he enters the portal so that he could go somewhere else if he wants. If he hadn't entered the portal by May 1st, he would have been returned to BYU or NBA only. And so now he has three options instead of two. So I don't blame him.
This is really smart on his part. Yeah. You give yourself as many options as possible.
Yep.
If he came back to BYU, would that be the biggest win of the offseason for Kevin Young? Because he's had some big ones.
I think so, because I think Jackson Robinson is the best player on the team. Dallin Hall's really close, right? Richie Saunders is a tremendous role player who probably gets into the starting lineup at some point or comes off the bench. The Cougar growl means we move on.
All right.
Kevin Young and BYU basketball signed four-star and ESPN Top 100 recruit. We can say his name, Brody Kozlowski. Oh, Brody Kozlowski on Friday. What does Brody bring to BYU basketball?
He brings not only the family name of Kozlowski and a legacy with him now, which is huge. We feel strongly, both you and I, that BYU should get the majority of these legacy players, and BYU didn't get in the first go-around.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he's here now that Kevin Young is in place.
Yep.
He is a tough-minded, very disciplined, the type of player you never have to worry about because he just does the right things and he works hard, and he's always where he needs to be when he needs to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, he is the definition of a disciplined BYU guy. And as far as, like, on the floor, he can stretch it, Jeremy. He can shoot the three. He could be a stretch four. He could be a wing three. He has the ability to develop into a number of different positions. Jonathan Tavernari spoke with us last week. In fact, Brody worked out with Jonathan and Trevin Nell in the recent days. And JT believes that he's a more important signee than Colin Chandler would have
been. That's quite the statement. Two top 100 guys, of course. Brody needed to be here. I'm so glad that he's coming. When he signed with USC, I was like, oh, man. But then the dominoes went down, and suddenly Brody comes to BYU. So let's go. 6'7", 235, or 6'8", 220, depending on who you ask. He has not really lifted a ton upper body because he broke his collarbone in a car accident in the fall. He has gained muscle despite that. Like, he is going to fill out in a great way. Elite shooter, like you mentioned. Shot 63%, 12 of 19 in the state tournament. 65% from the field in that tournament. 95% from the free throw line. 23 of 24. He has a high release. He has an NBA skill set. He is a great rebounder. 8.8 a game in the tourney. He had three assists per game as well. UCLA told him, as I mentioned last week, hey, we think you're Jaime Jaquez type. If he can continue to develop more of an off-the-dribble game, this dude could be in the NBA. That's as high as this guy can go, which is really fun. Which, by the way, Robbie McCombs with this tweet when there was a commitment a week ago. Isaac Davis and Brody Kozlowski were in fifth grade when Trevin Nell signed with BYU.
I love it.
As a high school senior in 2017, all three will be teammates next season. I love BYU. Yes, we do. We love BYU for all of its nuances. Brody Kozlowski was AAU teammates on the Utah Prospects with Isaac Davis. They go back a long ways. So I'm very excited about these two incoming freshmen. And Brody's ceiling is super high. Stretch four, you can go small, put him at the four. He's tough, rebounds, threes, like he is a big-time get.
You know what else Brody brings to BYU? An ability to call some other guys that are around his age that are also high-level in-state or AA high-level AAU prospects that he's played with and say,
BYU offered one over the weekend.
Come to BYU. Yep. I decided Kevin Young's got something special working here. Brody is not afraid to get on the phone. He has been on the phone with several BYU guys. He is that dude. He's a recruiter now for BYU as well. He brings that element.
He has homies that have signed to other schools that perhaps with the whole transfer thing come down to Provo in the future.
The Phoenix Suns and Kevin Young, speaking of, eliminated from the playoffs last night by the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Rats!
We don't like it that it was a sweep, and that's a tough way for Kevin Young to go out.
Sweep five.
However, this is good news for BYU. Just how good of news is what we're going to discuss here. How quickly do you expect Kevin Young to finish hiring assistant coaches and fill out the rest of the BYU roster now that the Phoenix Suns are done in the NBA playoffs?
No reporting, just my opinion here. I would like to see three of something this week, whether that be commitments, assistant coaches. Hoping that now that he can go all in, right? Obviously, there's a lot of logistics with moving the fam and so on, kids finishing school, That might not happen for a few weeks. But he is going to be able to be here 100% of the time and making sure that he can get his assistants and his players. BYU obviously was in the mix for a guy like Pop Isaacs, who's going to Creighton, right? A guy like that, you need to bring in another wing. You need a rim protector. You need another point guard. There are several players you need to bring in, and BYU is in some high-level conversations with some good players. I expect the four-ish players that BYU brings in at some point over the next several weeks, months, to be big time, and I'm excited to see it, man.
Think about what Kevin Young has accomplished while the Suns have been in the playoffs. Okay, let's document that.
Yep.
One, he accepted the job at BYU, flew up here, had his introductory press conference. Then he gets Brody Kozlowski to sign, convinces Richie Saunders to not go to Kentucky and come back to BYU, and then sways Dallin Hall out of the portal to come back to BYU.
Dustin Baker's announced he's returning, right? Like,
locks in the rest of the guys, Dunson. The rest of that core, okay?
Yep.
So BYU has the majority of their core back, and all of this is solidified while he's in the playoffs.
What can he do when he has all the time?
He's also hired an assistant coach officially in Brandon Dunson. So, yes, if he's doing this while he's, like, bouncing between jobs, what is he capable of when he can go full-time and just be in his office?
I'm excited to see
it. We probably should give the man a few days to move, too.
That's later. He's got to hire assistants. He's got to figure that out on the side. Priority number one is assistants, coaches, and players. Let's go.
Think about what's happened in the last 16 days, by the way, for BYU men's basketball. 16 days ago, Mark Pope was hired by Kentucky.
It's like the longest 16 days ever.
Forever ago.
Felt like a month ago.
Golly. All right, on we go. Some NFL draft news, shall we?
Yeah. Offensive tackle Kingsley Suamaitia, drafted by the Chiefs in the second round on Friday night. Congratulations to Kingsley. Pretty cool. Let's listen to what the phone call was from the Chiefs to Kingsley and how that sounded on draft night.
What's up, Coach?
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Good. We are, you healthy?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're, gonna put your name in here in a second. Where are you at?
I'm with my family right now.
You fired up?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to work. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You doing good?
Yes, sir.
I wish you were in the draft room with us. Coach Reed was sweating for like 10 picks. Because, you know, the two most important things to him are our offensive linemen and BYU graduates. So I was happy we were able to check both those boxes.
And number three is cheeseburgers. How do you like the fit for Kingsley with Andy Reid in Kansas City?
I love it because if there is somebody that is going to maximize Kingsley Suamataia's potential, I believe it is Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think there's another coach out there that could get more consistently from Kingsley than Andy Reid. And they moved up one pick. They switched places with the San Francisco 49ers to do so. As soon as that happened, I was like, I guarantee they're going to draft Kingsley now. And they did. But I feel strongly that there isn't a better fit for Kingsley and a better head coach in terms of getting the most out of him and taking his game to the next level.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other teams that would be good landing spots. This, to me, is the best landing spot.
He doesn't walk in as, like, we need you to be the starting left tackle, per se. They have Wanya Morris, who they have is at that spot, according to our lads, which does a lot of depth charts, right? But what better place to have great culture, a great team, development, an understanding of what it takes to win at the highest level, having won three in the last 5 years? This is super cool. And obviously, the Andy Kingsley, like, BYU connection is pretty sweet. Matt Bushman retires, and immediately Andy Reid's like, oh, I need another coach. So Kingsley Suamaitia fills that role. Pretty cool for Kingsley and the gang. Best of luck to him. We'll be watching offensive line play like we will and have been. And again, I'll say it again, it's three straight starting left tackles for BYU drafted. This is a factory right now at that position. Congratulations to BYU and what they've done here, and Kingsley and the whole gang, man.
I know the BYU only had one player drafted and that it was Kingsley. So that's a little bit concerning because we've gotten kind of used to like, oh, well, you know, two out of last
three
years.
Where's like the multiple guys?
We had five and then three. I know Algier was the only draft pick in his year after the 2021 season, but there were 9 in 3 years. So now it's 10 and 4. I'd like to keep that average closer to like three per year.
Yeah. 2.5 plus 4 now. Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Speaking of, plenty of undrafted free agents to discuss. Which of them found the best fit and has the best chance of making a roster? And I'll run all of them down now. Another BYU connection to the Kansas City Chiefs. Our guy Ryan Rico is in Kansas City with Andy Reid. Keaton Slovis signs an undrafted free agent deal with the Indianapolis Colts at quarterback. Isaac Rex with the Detroit Lions. Aiden Robbins with the Cleveland Browns. Max Tooley with the Houston Texans. And then late in the game over the weekend, Eddie Hecker gets a minicamp invite to join Zach Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Which is the best fit and best chance of making a roster?
Now, let's see what Matt Araiza, a.k.a. Punt God, as they called him at San Diego State, he has now been picked up by Kansas City. He had some off-the-field stuff. Buffalo released him. He's going to battle it out with Ryan Rico. That is a heck of a
battle.
Fall sure. camp battle at
it
punter.
It was erroneous, by the way, Araiza, all that stuff.
Yeah,
he's totally in the clear.
Buffalo had dropped him. He did not play last year. And so now the Chiefs pick him up, and now they're going to duke it out for who the punter is. You don't really carry two punters, right? So we'll see what that looks like in terms of practice squad, whether they keep a backup punter or you just sign a guy that week, you bring him in. That's typically, I think, what happens. So I'm interested to see if Ryan could beat out Araiza. That one's interesting to me. Isaac Rex is listed 5th on the depth chart with Detroit. Aiden Robbins with the Browns is kind of listed 6th or 7th. We'll see. But I give these guys a decent shot. Max Tooley and Keaton Slovis both got decent signing bonuses,
sure.
So they're invested in at least seeing what they can do. What do you think?
I like Keaton Slovis's fit. I feel like he's got a great shot to be the third quarterback in Indianapolis. It's going to come down to him and Sam Ehlinger. I know Jason Bean from Kansas,
yeah.
Super good athlete. Keaton's a better quarterback prospect than Jason Bean. Even though Bean is super athletic, Keaton's got a better arm, he's got better pocket presence, and things that NFL quarterbacks and NFL teams are looking for.
Dude, Richardson and Flacco could not be two more different
Super
quarterbacks.
Super different. Yeah, Keaton's more of the Joe Flacco.
He's more
ilk,
Joe Flacco,
right?
And Bean is more Richardson. Yeah.
And I like that Keaton's going to get to learn from Joe Flacco. And I'm sure Dennis Pitt is
going to put
a good
right?
word
yeah.
For Keaton with his guy, Joe.
Let's go.
Still wild that Joe showed up at a BYU basketball
that
game.
That was awesome,
year.
Dude. That was yeah. awesome.
But strangely, I feel like Aiden Robbins has the best shot to land at least on a practice squad with the Cleveland Browns because of his physicality.
It's too physical.
He's such a beast.
Keep him. Come on.
I feel like he's the dude. If you had to be like, hey, you got to pick one of these guys to end up at least on a practice squad, I lean Aiden Robbins because he's a beast. And that matters. Like, durability matters in the NFL.
Yeah.
Our question of the day. We just went through a wealth of BYU news that all became official over the weekend.
What's going on?
What was the biggest BYU headline over the weekend, in your opinion? Ames Flames, friend of the program. Answers on X, the draft. 1 second-round draft pick, 6 undrafted free agents, and a mini-camp invite for Eddie. Let's go.
That's exciting. Continue to weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram. Hey, we got another Fan Fest coming up in a couple of weeks in Phoenix, Saturday, May 18th. At noon Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio. Another 1 hour special from Phoenix. We're going to crank up the heat for that one, too.
Joining us next, you are not going to want to miss this. Dallin Hall is running it back and joining us live from the Phoenix area. Why did he decide to stay at BYU and what other schools were in the mix? This is BYU Sports Nation.
Because of the show, right?
This segment of BYU Sports Nation presented by BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your next event.
I really want Dallin to come back.
Stay hungry and stay humble.
Out ahead to Hall.
Dallin Hall! Wow.
Dallin downhill for two.
Shoots the three. Scores the three. Cougs have a game high. 5-point lead.
Run it back. We are live in Studio B with your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan, the man who rather produced that Run It Back post. most prominently in BYU fans' minds collectively is Dallin Hall, and he is with us on BYU Sports Nation now, joining us over Zoom from the Phoenix area. Dallin.
What's up, Dallin?
An official welcome back to BYU Sports Nation.
It's good to be back, man. Good to be back with my guys.
How would you sum up the last, let's say, 3 weeks of your life?
Crazy is the word that first comes to mind. It's been a crazy couple weeks, but I've learned a lot about myself and was able to talk to a lot of amazing programs. So it was a good experience, and I think I came out stronger from it.
What ultimately swayed you to return to BYU?
You know, BYU has been an incredible place for me these last 2 years between the fans here, the culture that we've created with my teammates, the relationships I have, my family. But ultimately, it came down to a couple really good conversations with Coach Young. Obviously, the dynamic between the point guard and the head coach is a special one. And so we were able to figure some things out and be on the same page, and our visions kind of align. And so that's what ultimately led to me deciding to stay.
As far as your decision to return to BYU and when that actually happened, where in the timeline did that fall, Dallin? Was this decision made a couple of days before you made the post, or was it a few hours before? When did it actually happen that you're like, okay, I'm going back to BYU?
Yeah, I was leaning towards BYU, and I took a visit out to Creighton, had a great visit. And then a couple schools kind of were pressuring me a little bit to make a decision sooner. And so that Thursday night, I think it was the same night Richie announced his, I talked with my family. I'd prayed a lot about the decision, and ultimately I decided that I was going to stay. And so that's the night I gave Coach Young a call, and he was fired up and I was fired up.
And it was exciting because you got to get on that plane and go to Phoenix and meet the Phoenix Suns and whatnot. How was that experience with the guys to be able to kind of see KY in his element and meet some big-time players?
It was awesome. You can tell the respect that KY has earned from not only, you know, the players at Phoenix, but the fans. Everyone speaks super highly of him, the way he carries himself. He's a man of great character, and he's a winner. And so it was an awesome experience to be down there with my brothers. You know, all those guys, Boost, Trev, J-Mac, everyone made the trip, Doss. And so it was awesome to be there with them and to be able to watch KY in his element. And unfortunately, the result wasn't the one that we wanted for him. But he's obviously an incredible coach and created something special down there.
Dallin Hall is with us on BYU Sports Nation. He's now available because the Suns were swept last night by the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, in a way, is this a good thing, even though it wasn't a great ending for him with his Suns' tenure?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. I think it'll be good for our program, just in essence, like, he's able to get back, get some boots on the ground. We can kind of get to work and start establishing that vision even further. But I know, like, it's super hard for him because of what he's created in those relationships with his guys at the Sun. So our heart goes out to him, but we're excited to get to work with him back in Provo.
Yeah, mixed emotions, right? Because you're like, let's get to work all in. But also, we don't want you to get swept. That's not how you want to end. But here we are. And we expect Kevin Young to be 100% in Provo going early this week. We'll see when he gets here for sure. When it comes to what you said, what you heard from Kevin Young and others, what is it that you wanted to hear, and what is it that you discussed that made you think, okay, I do want to return to BYU?
Yeah. The biggest thing, like, for me, the first thing was having a relationship with the head coach where I feel like I can really trust him. What he's telling me, his vision, that he'll be, you know, 100 with me on my game and what he thinks. And so we were able to have some conversations, and from everything that I'd heard about him as well, is like, this is a man of character. You can trust what he says. There's no really games, like, he's just going to shoot you straight. And that's kind of the feeling I got about him. He's a winner. but he's also very straightforward and humble. And so I thought we were able to grow a relationship pretty fast. And then our system, like how we're going to play this upcoming year, that was the big thing that we talked about. We talked about how I would fit within that, and kind of those things are what aligned, and that's what made me feel comfortable and excited, you know, to come back to BYU.
Dallin, you have professional basketball aspirations, and rightly so. You're off to a very quick start at BYU, and now approaching your junior season here and starting to get on some radars. Kevin Young obviously knows how to develop NBA talent. So how do you expect, when you work with Coach Young, that to impact and develop your own game?
I'm excited. I'm super excited. Like, he is very well connected. Not only that, but he knows what it takes, and he sees that every day. So to have that every day, that kind of mind, that kind of experience is huge for me. That was a huge reason I came back, because my ultimate goal, you know, is to play in the NBA. And part of that is doing something at BYU that's never been done before from a winning standpoint. But I think that what he brings to the table as far as his connections with the NBA and also his experience, like, just gets me super stoked, because I'm a big, you know, learner. Like, I just want to learn. I want to grow my game and play professionally. And so I think he puts me and a lot of our guys on the team in a great place to succeed in that area.
No one blames you for jumping in the portal. In fact, every year you have the right to do so, and even transfer. There's new rules, right? What is it that you learned about being in the portal, and then who took second in the race for you?
Yeah. I learned a lot. I learned that there is a lot of great programs out there with great coaching staffs that handle things the right way. You know, the final like five schools I had narrowed it down to were BYU, Creighton, St. Mary's, Oklahoma, and Utah State. And just great programs with great coaching staffs. The thing I learned was like that each of the schools, they taught me a lot about my game. Like, they were super direct, straightforward, things that I could work on, which, like, I don't know. To me, I eat that kind of stuff up, because it's just, like, I want to get better. I know I need to get better. And to have these coaches, some of them that have scouted against me and even played me, tell me what they think I need to improve on was super beneficial. As well as I learned that, you know, I learned a lot about what I want, you know, going forward. And so those kind of things were all a great experience for me, and they helped me, I think, in the long run, become a better basketball player and a better person.
Dallin Hall is on BYU Sports Nation. He is back at BYU, and I'd like to take this time to personally thank you for not choosing St. Mary's, Dallin. I think that's maybe the best decision you've ever made in your life.
We didn't want to trade you for Aiden Mahaney. Come on, man.
Rivalry.
Oh, the rivalry. Hey, it doesn't matter that BYU and St. Mary's are no longer conference foes. That will forever be there for sure. Okay, kidding aside, when you saw Richie make his announcement to come back, you said you were clearly leaning toward BYU. Did his decision and conversations maybe with Richie have any impact on what you ultimately decided to do?
Yeah, so it's interesting. When we both jumped in the portal to kind of weigh out our options, we said, let's keep each other in the loop. And then I think between all the phone calls both of us were having, we weren't able to do that. We were a little out of touch. We would text back and forth. But that night he decided, I texted him. I was like, Rich, where are you at, man? Because obviously I was leaning towards BYU, and I was thinking, you know, if I come back, I definitely want to be teammates with Richie. And he called me that night and told me he had made his decision. And I told him that's where I was leaning. I just wanted one more night to pray about it and talk about it with my family. And so both of us kind of had our own journey, our own route, and we didn't want to pressure each other, guilt each other, shame each other. Like, we wanted each other to make the best decision that was best for ourselves and our families. But we both came to the same decision, and now we're stoked because, like, who here doesn't want to play with Richie Saunders, right? That guy is he's a winner. He's an ultimate competitor. And so I'm super stoked to be putting on the same uniform as him, as well as the other guys we got already on the roster.
And there will be others that join soon enough, which will be exciting. Was BYU competitive in the NIL space?
Yeah. BYU is making us feel valued, right? Obviously, the NIL space is a factor in the decision. But for me, not the driving factor, because I have those aspirations to play at the next level in the NBA. And so I knew that the decision I had to make had to be a basketball decision that was going to put me in a place to be successful. But I definitely still feel valued here and taken care of. And so BYU has treated me incredibly well in my tenure here, and they continue to do so. So I'm excited going forward.
Dallin, a couple of quick hitters as we say goodbye. Yay or nay to the headbands that you saw us rocking on Friday, me and Jason Shepard?
Yay. We didn't want that.
Hey, I appreciate that validation. Yeah. And then secondly, if you feel like talking to Jackson Robinson and telling him to come back to BYU, we're cool with that too. Whatever.
I got to get on the phone with him. He's been super busy, but we've been texting a little bit back and forth.
Great stuff. Dallin, we appreciate the time. Thrilled that you are back at BYU. Can't wait to get you back in Provo. Enjoy your workouts while you're out of state, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate y'all. Go Cougs, baby.
Go Cougs. Dallin Hall's back, baby. It's awesome, man.
Doesn't it feel wonderful?
It feels great. It feels great. We don't have a headband to wear for him. I don't know what we do here, but let's do it. Baseball host Abilene Christian, 1 Eastern time. That's right after the show on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio in a Monday morning afternoon tilt.
Hey, we were just talking about the BYU-St. Mary's rivalry. Do you consider BYU-Boise State a rivalry in football? And should Puka Nacua be at the top of Kevin Young's recruiting list for the Cougars? This is BYU Sports.
We got video.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYUSN on social media. We're on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and until the government bans it, TikTok.
Yep. Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out your Monday headlines.
Jackson Robinson enters his name into the transfer portal on Saturday morning. First reported by ESPN's Jeff Borzello. He previously declared for the NBA draft last week in a statement to ESPN saying he wants to weigh all his options and his recruitment is 100% open. That includes a return to BYU potentially. And senior guard Dawson Baker announced on social media that he will return to BYU for another season. Baker played in 4 games and is expected to apply for a medical redshirt in the future.
It's officially official. BYU head coach Kevin Young signs 4-star and ESPN top 100 recruit Brody Kozlowski.
Yeah.
A 6'7", maybe 6'8", forward out of Corner Canyon High School. Kozlowski was committed to USC but opened up his recruiting again when the Trojans had their coaching change. Kozlowski, the son of former BYU women's basketball standout and current BYU TV analyst Kristen Kozlowski.
Really?
Averaged over 20 points a game, 8.6 rebounds per contest as a senior Gatorade Player of the Year, 6A.
Left tackle Kingsley Suamattie was selected by Andy Reid and the Chiefs in the second round of the NFL draft on Friday night with the 63rd overall pick and the 11th offensive tackle taken.
BYU had 5 players sign undrafted free agent deals. Notably, punter Ryan Rico with the Kansas City Chiefs, quarterback Keaton Slovis with the Indianapolis Colts, running back Aiden Robbins with the Cleveland Browns, tight end Isaac Rex with the Detroit Lions, and linebacker Max Tooley signs with the Houston Texans. Defensive back Eddie Heckard also received a mini-camp invite from the Denver Broncos.
Track and field had multiple records broken at the Robinson Invitational in Provo over the weekend. Sprinter Jaslyn Gardner broke the school records in the 100 and the 200, 11.22 and 23.1. We'll chat with her later in the show. Sebastian Fernandez broke his own facility record in the 800 with a 146.77. Up next for the Cougars, the Big 12 Championships in 2 weeks.
BYU softball drops their series finale on Friday night, 14-4 on senior night to Baylor. Bummer there, with the setback The Cougars now 8-16 in Big 12 play, 26-22 overall. Going to need something special at Kansas this week to get back in the tournament conversation. They do have a warm-up of sorts before that Kansas series when they take on Idaho State tomorrow.
Baseball dropped both games in Friday's doubleheader at number 19 Oklahoma State, losing game 1 11-5 and game 2 12-5. At least BYU was consistent. They scored 5 runs in all 3 games of that series. BYU is now 6-18 in the Big 12. Today, the Cougars host Abilene Christian at 1 Eastern right after the show in 20 minutes on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio.
Former BYU golfer Zach Blair and Patrick Fishburne put on a show on the PGA Tour at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans this weekend. Duo in first place heading into the final round on Sunday, shot 12 under par on Saturday, again to get in that position. Finished the event tied for fourth, only 2 shots out of first place.
Jimmer Fredette named MVP of the 3x3 World Tour opener event that took place over the weekend in Japan after his team Miami won the tournament.
Congrats to BYU men's lacrosse, who won the Rocky Mountain Lacrosse Conference Tournament Championship over the weekend.
They're contender for the Natty in the MCLA. That's the club lacrosse scene. Congrats to BYU rugby alum Matt Jensen, who played in his 50th Major League Rugby game for the Utah Warriors, who beat Old Glory DC 31-24 at home.
And last but not least, BYU men's volleyball players Mix Romanus and Luke Benson named AVCA Honorable Mention All-Americans. It slows down for BYU sports in April and May, right?
Yeah, nothing's going on.
Good grief.
Nothing
going on. Those aren't today's headlines. Now some opinions in the whip. The Cougar Whip Round presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
CF_Budge on Twitter put out the top 10 almost rivalries in college football.
Yep.
They had BYU Boise State at number 2. What do you make of this?
I feel like it probably qualifies as an almost rivalry. It started to feel like a real rivalry at the end of that long tenure of independence when BYU played Boise State every year. And there were some crazy moments in that series, Jerem.
It absolutely was a rivalry, Spencer.
Yes.
To me, this became a kind of a bigger rivalry than Utah State, to me, at least in football. Yeah, absolutely. Although this doesn't really matter because they're not going to play anymore.
Think about all the unforgettable moments. Going for 2 with Taysom Hill, not getting it, the 7-6 game. Then the Mitchell Juergens star man on 4th and 7 to stun Boise State. Puka Nacua's catch. Yep. Zach Wilson getting stopped at the goal line at Boise. There were so many incredible finishes in those games. Yeah. That helps make a rivalry for
sure. Yeah, you need those moments.
A video was posted over the weekend, speaking of Puka Nacua and Boise State, of a killer crossover in a pickup game by Puka and an acrobatic layup finish. Should Kevin Young check and see if Puka has any eligibility for basketball, Jerem?
Can you imagine? Remember, so Danny Ainge was playing for the Blue Jays while he was playing at BYU, right?
Yep.
So Puka could play in the NFL. He comes back for one more year of college basketball with BYU. That would be wild, right?
He was a star in that NBA All-Star Celebrity game.
Yes, he was.
Doing work. I just hope he's okay. Just don't get hurt playing basketball.
Yeah, watch them ankles. He's breaking.
He is explosive off the bounce for sure. Up next, fresh off breaking not just one, but 2 school records. BYU sprinter Jazlyn Gardner is back in Studio B.
Dude, she is
so fast.
She's so fast.
This is BYU SN.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B on a very busy Monday, but there's time for Jazlyn Gardner.
Always.
Frankly, I hate the phrase when they say, we caught up with so-and-so.
We couldn't catch up with you, Jazlyn.
We
would not.
We literally had to try and catch up with Jazlyn Gardner, who's breaking school records. Jazlyn, great to have you back in Studio B. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, so let's go on and recap what happened over the weekend. All you did was break the school record in the 100 meters and the 200 meters.
And did you own those records already? You own one of them?
I had the 100, but I was only tied for 3rd, I think, in the 200.
Only?
Yeah.
Okay, but now you own both of those records. But you do it at BYU at the Robinson Invitational on your home track. What did it mean to you to do it in Provo?
It meant a lot to me because it's my final year. And as a senior, I was, like, super determined to end on a good note, so... Yeah, it was really fun to do that.
Were you hoping to break the record? Like, was a good note just, like, win the race? Or was it like, I want to set the record?
I think to set the record was more my mindset going into it, which would mean I would have to PR to do so. So, yeah, I guess both kind of were hand in hand, and yeah.
What's that moment like when you see the numbers up there and you know what those are, right, to break it or not, and you're like, oh, I just did it. What was that like in both those races?
I looked at the board and I was like, just felt like happy and like, oh, I did it, type of like excitement that I had, but.
Right, yeah. Here, you look over. Yeah. Boom, baby.
Did you know when you got off the blocks, like, okay, this is a really good start for me? Like, did you feel that in the moment?
Yes, in the 100 and 200, I felt like I had a really good start, and that's kind of what I've been focusing on going into the meet. I always kind of can rely on my top end speed to like help me run a little faster, but I always felt like setting it up with the start would help me run even faster. So I felt like in both my races, I actually had a really good start.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, you have 5 sprinting records, maybe more. Indoor 60, 100, 200, outdoor 100, 200. Which of the, do you have more? Are you in some relays that I have?
The 4x1 relay.
4x1 relay, okay, so there's 6. Which of those is your favorite?
I would say the 100 meter is my favorite.
Outdoor?
Yes. Mm.
That's the one, that's like the race of races.
Yeah.
Is there, like in the Olympics, is that your favorite event to watch, the 100?
Yes, I would say it's my favorite event to watch, so yeah.
Jazlyn Gardner is with us on BYU Sports Nation, fresh up breaking multiple school records in her final home meet. As you look back on your BYU career and your decision to come to BYU, what do you think about that decision now?
Looking back, I've just seen like a lot of growth, and I've been able to improve each year despite having injuries here and there. So I just really like look back and just see the progress I made and that how far I've come and the potential that I felt like I had coming in and ending on a good note. Just like looking back, I just can see the positives of it all. So.
And it's been a long road. 6 years, yeah. Right? Yeah. Through COVID and everything. How have you seen kind of yourself grow as a person and an athlete over this time?
I came in like even more quiet than I am now, I would say.
That's awesome.
So over the years, like I've gone up to be like one of the team captains and one of the leaders on the team. And that has helped me to like put energy into helping the team as well. And like focusing on helping others on the team and being a leader in that way. So I feel like I've grown in that way as well.
You see your name at the top of the list at BYU in 6 different events. So what's next? Like, what's the next thing you're aiming for as a BYU track and field star?
I really am looking forward to the Big 12 championships and regionals. And I just want to strive to try to make it to nationals and try to better those times this next like month or so. And so that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. And just trying to end on an even higher note, so.
You know what I want to see? You know how on the NFL Network, they can like overlay different 40 meter mm-hmm. dashes? Yes. I want to see Jazlyn matched up with a bunch
against
of these.
Against yours?
These, yeah, mine for sure, to see how much slower I am than Jazlyn, okay? Yeah. Okay, but then to see Jazlyn take on a bunch of these different football players that you're fast, I think that would be so fun.
I would love it. Well, you mentioned during the break, we were talking about RG3 just raced like a...
An F1 car.
An F1 car. We need to get like someone's car versus Jazlyn Gardner on University Avenue. That would be really fun. You're another win for small schools and small towns. Enterprise, Utah, we've talked about it. What does it mean to come from Enterprise and kind of rep Enterprise and be a great athlete that gives the town a little love there?
It kind of feels good. It's having like the support of like a small town and just like you know a lot of people and they know you. And just like they all like always support me and always tell me how good I'm doing and like it's for the town and that, yeah. You know, all these things. And just like coming from a small town, it like means a lot. And like just being able to move up from where I was and like being able to navigate my career through like starting out in a small area up to like just like a bigger area. So
is Whitney Orton from Panguitch?
I want to say she
is. Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay.
There's like small town rep.
There's something to that at BYU.
Are there other athletes of your caliber from Enterprise ever? What I'm getting at is, are you the greatest athlete from Enterprise?
I guess I could be. I think we have some athletes who have went to do like collegiate sports.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What do you see for your future as a runner post BYU?
What I see in my future, I think it'd be awesome to continue running. And if not, like, I'm okay with that too. I'll just start like career related stuff with personal training, coaching type of things. It's kind of what I want to get into. And, but I also think it'd be cool to continue to run if I could and try to get faster and just kind of see where that can take me. And if not, I'm totally okay with not as well. So it's kind of just, we'll just see when time comes. The only time can tell, like, where that can lead me. So
the idea of coming back and training BYU sprinters is floating in there somewhere?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see, though.
There was a cool moment on senior day because people have their family up there and they take a photo for Dalita Shaw. Didn't have the family there, but her team, the family, you guys took that photo. What was that like to kind of have that moment with Dalita?
I remember, like, the team discussing how we wanted to be there for her. And we kind of just decided, like, oh, like, when we go, when they do the senior recognition, we'll just have the team just be there to go up and take a picture with her. And so it kind of just shows, like, how much of a family we are as teammates as well. And just, like, I think it was just a special moment as well.
It's hard being away from home.
Yeah.
But you have this team together. That's super cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay, last question. What's your celebratory meal after a day like Saturday?
I do like to eat some, like, dessert, rather it's like ice cream or like a Pazookie or something.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream.
Jazza,
like,
that's the most BYU answer of all time.
The Pazookie's classic.
I love it. It's so delicious.
Yeah, some type of dessert or just like a burger or something.
Let's go.
Sometimes. So
you burned all those calories off in 11 seconds.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Hey, don't worry about that.
What does excited Jazza and Garter like look like?
I guess just like how I look right now. I feel like I just kind of smile.
You're very low key, right? Yeah. That's awesome.
That's great. Sincerely, congratulations.
Congrats.
So
many records.
Everything you've accomplished.
Hey, Big 12 championships at Baylor.
Yeah.
Looking for big things.
Give us some BYU Sports Nation karma for that.
Championships. Yeah, absolutely.
The great Jazlyn Gardner. Thank you for your time.
You've been on like 3 or 4 times. We bring you on every time you break a record. It's awesome. Thanks for coming on. If you missed any of our interviews, like Jazlyn's previous interviews on BYU Sports Nation or our conversation with Dallin Hall previously, you can go to BYUSN.com. And of course, our fan fest, in case you missed it. Great chats with Kalani Sitake, Keanu Hill. Really fun chat with Jake Retzloff and Cade Fennigan and his cowboy boots back in Dallas. Go check it out on BYUSN.com and the free BYU TV app.
The quarterbacks conversation was
great.
Elite. Was great. Up next, speaking of elite, who gets our elite voice of the day? This is BYUSN. What a weekend.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Our question of the day after just a wild weekend in BYU sports. What was the biggest BYU headline from that past weekend? Jennifer Carver on Instagram says, Jackson Robinson entering the transfer portal, in quotes, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, because him entering the portal means he might go elsewhere, but he's just keeping his options open, which he should. But the hope is that Jackson obviously has great success at BYU and then to the NBA. But if he wants to go to the NBA, that's his choice.
Maybe he grades out awesome in his workouts with the NBA guys over the next couple of
weeks.
Perhaps
they're like, dude, your 7-foot wingspan is incredible, and we know you can shoot the three. And
go pro.
Let's go.
Ty underscore Hudson 3 on Instagram says, KYU recruiting Dallin, Richie, and Brody.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg, homies. We're just getting going here.
Felipe underscore law on Instagram says, BYU football players going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Multiple.
A lot of history in that part of the United States for our people here. So, yeah, repping still.
Big Red and Andy Reid. Oh, man.
That's great.
Highest paid coach in the NFL. Well-deserved. Yeah. Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated comes from TrevorB02 on Instagram, who says, getting Kevin Young to ourselves.
Now he's here. Yeah. Matt Norlander, saying over the weekend, CBS Sports, next 24 to 48 hours, he should be in Provo, and more news coming out this week. So, yeah, excited about the next couple days.
Today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We just talked about it a few minutes ago. Let's go back to it. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Dalita Shaw.
Super cool moment.
Senior day moment. Her teammates there as an athlete from the UK and her family unable to be with her at the Robinson Invitational. Great to see the camaraderie and the family of BYU track and field there.
It's beautiful.
Our thanks to today's guests, Dallin Hall and Jazlyn Gardner.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta, we ran out of time, although apparently you were on the show last week. I missed it, conveniently.
He was. He hated the headbands. Dallin Hall liked the headbands, though.
That's all the validation you need.
For Jerem Jordan, I'm Spencer Lipton. Shout out to Ed Eyestone and Diljeet Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow for BYU Sports Nation. Maybe a little bit from the golf course.